As the Iraqis stand up, we will stand down. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. That's what the president said last night, and that appears to be the only timetable we're going to get. Getting out of Iraq will depend on how good our soldiers are, not just as soldiers, but as teachers. Iraq is now like a school where summer vacation doesn't start until all the students pass their finals. The speech, of course, won't satisfy the president's critics, but after last night, there's really not much point in dissenting anyway, is there? Because the decision has been made. We stay until the job's done. The lowest number I've heard is from the Iraqi prime minister, who said it would take 2 years to control the insurgency. And the president is convinced that nothing less than preventing the next 9/11 is at stake in Iraq. He flat out said last night that if we don't fight the terrorists there, they're coming to get us here. I just wish I could understand why all the terrorists who want to attack America for its decadent lifestyle would suddenly surface in urban areas of Iraq instead of just sneaking across one of our notoriously porous borders. But no matter. As Osama himself has said, and the president quoted him last night, the whole world is watching this war. Although, if you think about it, the reason the whole world is watching this war is that we're in it. We go home. Most of the reporters go home. TV coverage stops. We'd see pictures of the fighting in Baghdad about as often as we see pictures of the fighting in Darfur. But after last night's speech, there's really no longer any point in discussing how to get out. The decision has been made. Which may be why more and more people seem to be interested in discussing those documents concerning how we got in. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.